Welcome to Narratives. In this instalment, scientist Peter Doherty reads from his book, The Knowledge Wars. Are you confused by conflicting information on climate change? Academic Peter Doherty has written a book to help you sort climate facts from climate fiction and also helps you to understand how to assess and compare the large amounts of information that flow into our daily lives.
You might read an article or buy a book by someone who claims to be an authority, but how can you satisfy yourself that that person is up to date and knows the subject at first hand? What mechanisms are there for checking them out? Where and how should you search? With climate science, apart from the assessment of biological consequences, the field called phenology, where the analysis is generally familiar, I'm no more reliable than any other commentator, though I do have some investigative skills that come from long and broad experience as a working scientist, a reviewer of research papers and grant applications, and a member serving on industry and government committees and task forces. What I can share with you is some idea of what to look for and where to look when it comes to separating those who are up to date and well informed on a subject from those who may be influenced by financial considerations or who have some particular political and/or personal axe they want to grind. I'm not trying to tell you what or how to think. On the contrary, I want you to have the tools to think better, to be more confident in the material you engage with. The aim here is to offer my insights, which you can accept or reject. I will provide you with some hopefully useful tools and background. My own views are obvious. It will be apparent from the narrative that I believe that the practice of basic medical research and the applications of its outcomes is a major positive for our species, while I also think that anthropogenic climate change is dangerous and that we need to act now to achieve dramatic reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. But don't take my word on anything. Look for yourself. Think about the evidence or lack of it and come to your own conclusions. There are practitioners and commentators, but no priests or popes in science. There is no problem with lack of documentation when it comes to these scientific knowledge wars. The book of our evolutionary history is written in the genes of every individual human being, as it is for all living species. The history of the Earth's climate and greenhouse gas levels is recorded in tree rings, ice cores, geological systems, the fossil record, ocean sediments, and a host of other systems. Brought up in the Christian nonconformist tradition to read the King James Bible, I think of this book as of nature as God's other book. The Bible has a great deal that is perceptive to say about human relationships and how we should treat each other. Science tells us about the universe and nature, including the nature of us as physical beings. As was the case prior to the first translation of the English Bible by William Tyndale, most normal people are unable to engage with the diverse documents of science in their native form. Tyndale's contribution depended on the fact that he could read the Hebrew and Greek texts and had the basic sensitivity and insight to put the words into acceptable and even extraordinary English. And so it is with specialist scientists and true knowledge about the natural world. Tyndale was, of course, first strangled and then burned at the stake by those whose prejudices and self-interest were threatened by the message he was spreading. The contemporary equivalent of Tyndale's fate in the context of science is deliberate misrepresentation, suppression, political vilification, and the withdrawal of funding for scientific endeavours. Tyndale's physical end was agonising for him and for his followers. The deliberate rejection of evidence based on sound science is also distressing for researchers like me to witness and is toxic for the long-term well-being of humanity. In the final analysis, Tyndale was the victor of his particular knowledge war. Much of Tyndale's Bible survives in the King James Version that has so influenced the society we live in. Likewise, I believe that the truth will inevitably come to the fore in these current scientific knowledge wars relating to climate change, though immense and perhaps irreversible damage may be done before that resolution is reached. We have a duty of care towards the future of all life forms, including us on this planet. Who would, from ignorance or design, want to be on the wrong side in any such equation? How informed are you? Where do you stand?
You have been listening to Peter Doherty reading from his book, The Knowledge Wars. You can hear Peter read again at thenarrativeslibrary.com and hear an interview with Peter at artscanvas.com/blog. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan at Bay FM 99.9 for the Community Broadcasting Network and is part of the Narratives Library Project.